snatches of music, whole orchestras play inside our heads.
And then it explodes into this enormous
rather gruesome, wrinkles like a walnut, and with the consistency of mushroom.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver on the University of British Columbia campus. And wow, it's so wonderful to be able to play that intro music again. My name is Mia. I'm doing a fill-in, but my regular show is called Particles and Waves, and I did it for almost 2 years over in Victoria before moving here last summer. And this is my first day ever back on the air, and I'm really, really happy to be back. Oh my goodness. I've got so much music to play for you guys. You don't even know. Particles and Waves is an eclectic music program. I play a wide variety of stuff that has floated across my radar. And I hope to be able to do so for you, the new audience and old, fairly regularly again for the rest of time, hopefully. But I will hopefully have a regular slot soon. So I'm going to kick off the show with a track from Good for Grapes, who regular listeners will know are probably one of my favorite bands ever. They're an incredibly talented group out of Vancouver, and they released their second album, The Ropes, last year. It was phenomenal. It was exactly what I'd hoped it would be. So I'm going to play the track Show Me the Ropes for you from that. After that, a new track from Wintersleep called Spirit, and then The Zolas, who also put out a new album just a few months ago. Their sort of first single from that, Get Dark, here on Particles and Waves.
What time is that? once a lover, how I could start again.
Are you gonna be alright? Are you gonna be alright? drums loop in my head. Feel most alive when my phone is dead. All my true friends are within reach. Yeah, cold breath, Toronto. We go bar to bar through underground tunnels. Meet up for breakfast for the autopsy. Hear the delay decay, text threads fraying. Home feels so far away.
Welcome back to Particles and Waves here on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Get Dark by the Zolas off of their brand new album Swooner, which I had the pleasure and privilege to be able to go to a live streaming show of just before the premiere. It is a great album. The Zolas are talented, talented people, and I highly recommend you check it out. Before that, you heard Spirit by Wintersleep off of their new album, The Great Detachment, and at the top of the show, Show Me the Ropes by Good for Grapes off of their album, The Ropes. All of these things should be checked out as soon as possible. My name is Mia, for those of you just tuning in. This is my first ever on-air show at CITR, but not my first on-air show altogether. I am a Victoria transplant and am very, very happy to be here. I've been off of the radio for about 9 months, and I've just had so much music building up in playlist upon playlist for months of the day I returned to the radio. And we're going to start that long overdue sort of I need to play this for people thing with a band called Everything Everything. I got introduced to these guys by a classmate at a party, and part of the reason I wanted to play them was because they kind of spoke to one of the things I find very fascinating about music is how we consume new music and how emotions kind of flex and change as you consume this new thing that creates these emotions. And then you have to identify what it is. You can only ever listen to a new album for the first time once. That's kind of the definition. And there are feelings that you'll never, ever get again because it'll no longer be novel. You'll be chasing the dragon in a different way. So I heard a track by Everything Everything. I decided to check out their album, and I decided to do so while I was driving out to the ferry to pick up my partner, which is a drive that takes about an hour with traffic. And so I couldn't really look at my phone a lot because I'm a good driver. So I just had to let the album play. There was no way of really knowing what track was what. And so halfway through the drive, I hear this song that just was transcendent. It was so beautiful. And it was the very ending of this song just blew me away, but I had no idea which one it was. And so I couldn't find it for like a week. I just kind of kept going through and going, no, it's not that one. It's not that one. And finally I was like, no, it can't be the one that starts out with like the almost chiptunes music from a Cheetahmen sequel video game. That sounds absurd, but in fact it was. So this is a song called No Reptiles. It starts out really, really weirdly and then transforms into just an incredible journey. I hope you guys like it. I certainly do. It was one of my favorite tracks, really, of 2015. After that, new stuff from M83 and the Dandy Warhols, all on Particles and Waves right here.
All right. If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
Hello, welcome back to Particles and Waves. You just heard the Dandy Warhols with a song called Catcher in the Rye from Distort Land, which they just released about a month ago, I think. Before that, M83 with Road Blaster from his new album Junk, the album I think that's going to make me finally accept the fact that M83, for all that they're these beautiful, ethereal, like, indie electronica moments, like, at heart might actually be a dorky 80s synth band. I haven't been ready to accept that, but he does it pretty well. And then at the top of that set, No Reptiles by Everything Everything off of their recent album Get to Heaven, also released last year. A song that goes from fat child in pushchairs to questioning the very nature of life and our role within it within the space of about 5 minutes. I love it. It's, you know, a life-changing song, really. And I'm going to move on and actually play another life-changing song. Again, something that I heard last year. I've got a lot of catching up, you guys. So Grimes. Grimes is a Canadian artist out of Montreal. She has created a bit of a reputation for herself. She's rather eccentric, to say the least. Actually got kicked out of McGill's, I believe, neuroscience program for putting on, like, impromptu concerts in abandoned warehouses and stuff, and then she just decided to make music full-time anyway. She's kind of nuts, but really, really smart about it. So her album Art Angels released last year. Again, wide consensus that it's one of the best albums of 2015. And so when I was listening to it, I came upon a song that immediately, like, created a storm of thoughts in my head. Again, we're talking about the first ever time you listen to a song and the emotions and thoughts that happen there. So when I heard this track, my first thought was, what the heck is this? My second thought was, I will bet you any amount of money that Pitchfork says this is the best track on the album. And I looked, and sure enough, it was, because it's exactly the kind of thing places like Pitchfork really, really love. It's very weird. It kind of challenges your associations, and it challenges sort of the conventions of what you would think a good song is. You might be a little horrified. I know that for sure my parents probably won't like it too much, but it's really brilliant, and the music video is incredible. So this is Kill V Mame by Grimes off of Art Angels. After that, I've got a track by Roka Code called A Diamond, and a little bit of Mother Mother from my favorite album of theirs, The Styx, here on Particles and Waves. Please enjoy.
I got some high places. Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host, Doran, for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
Mother Mother with To the Wild, the concluding track for their 2012 album, The Sticks. Really one of their best, in my opinion. It's a very, very sad album, I guess. It's not really about a particular like breakup or anything, but it is described as a concept album about sort of these feelings of loneliness and isolation. But for the concluding track, To the Wild, has a bit of a hopeful turning point. So I really wanted to play something by Mother Mother on this show, and I selected that one because this is a bit of a turning point as well. Before that, A Diamond by Roko Code off of their new album, Don't Worry, It Will Be Dark Soon. And at the top of the set, Kill V Mame by Grimes off of Art Angels. If you liked what you heard, definitely, definitely check out the music video for it. It will blow your mind and rock your world. It's pretty awesome. So to change gears just a little bit with the 15 minutes that I have left, I'm going to play another thing that I kind of really got into over the past 9 months has been like classic rock, but not necessarily like I've gotten into good classic rock as well, but I've also really fallen in love with some of the dorkier people like Toto. Toto is so much more than the Africa song that everyone knows and which remains a really great song. They've got a huge body of work and it's all really, really good. It's very like dramatic and melodic, and there's a lot of talent going into the compositions of these songs. And I keep discovering, you know, like deep cuts that I never knew about and really, really enjoy. So I want to play my latest discovery by Toto, which is off of, I think, one of their very earliest albums, actually, from 1981. It's maybe not, they've had so many, but it's a track called Goodbye Eleanor. That I hope you guys will enjoy. I have absolutely no guilt whatsoever about how much I love these guys. They can be dorky sometimes, but they're so much fun. So that and some new stuff from Vanessa Carlton and Jordan Klassen are coming up in these last 15 minutes of the return show of Particles and Waves.
She said, hey. spend, you could never pretend. There is a sign that you've run out of time. Now you're chewing the rind and you've run out of time. And you know there is a place you can rest. There is night and a drum in your chest. And a help for your hand in the war. There is hope and a bed that is yours. There is hope and a bed that is yours. I've seen you weep, seen the black that you keep. Like a pet in the basement that howls at the moon. You fill my mind with a thousand bright diamonds. You look like a lion from my failing eyes. And you know there is a place you can rest. There is none.
So that was a track called Light in the Evening by Jordan Klassen off of Javelin, which is an album that he just put out, and I've only had a chance to listen to a little bit of it, but I really liked the last few things he did, and yeah, he's a talented guy. Before that, Goodbye Eleanor by Toto from their album Turn Back from 1981. You may or may not hear more Toto and like Boston and stuff on this show if and when I get a permanent time slot, because yeah, like I said, just totally lack of shame, love for that kind of stuff. So this is coming to an end. Thank you so much for listening to Particles and Waves. My name's Mia, but please stay tuned, because up next is Radio Free Thinker, which will be a lot of fun. And I'm going to just leave off with as promised, a song by Vanessa Carlton. She just put out a new album inspired, I believe, by her father. It's called Lieberman, and the track is called Unlock the Lock. Thank you so much for listening. Once again, my name is Mia, and you can find me at particlesandwavesshow.com, where the track list for everything that I just played and everything I used to play will be up later today. Thanks very much.
Storm is now and the horses wanna run. And Something's coming.